AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A prosecutor in Germany says there has been no claim of responsibility, but the truck crash into a crowd in Berlin was an act of terrorism. At least 12 people were killed. A suspect is in custody, but the prosecutor adds they are not sure if that suspect was the driver, or he may not even been part of a group of perpetrators. President-elect Donald Trump, meantime, is getting ahead of investigators in Germany and Turkey and blaming Islamic State terrorism. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
In a tweet late yesterday, the president-elect said terrorism's getting worse and the civilized world must change its thinking. A separate statement spoke of Islamic State and other militants continually slaughtering Christians in their global jihad. Both comments came as authorities in Berlin and Ankara continued to investigate the motives behind the deadly attacks. In the Turkish capital, the gunman who shot to death Russia's ambassador shouted about the Kremlin-backed siege of Aleppo, Syria. And while authorities in Germany say they assume the truck attack on a crowded Christmas market is terrorism, the suspect's identity and motives are not certain. Mark Smith at the White House.
And an official in Turkey says the policeman who assassinated Russia's ambassador was unlikely to have acted alone. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russia, Iran, and Turkey are ready to work to guarantee a peace deal between the Syrian government and the opposition. China handed back to the U.S. an underwater drone it had seized last week in the South China Sea. The Pentagon considered the seizure illegal. The protests surrounding the Electoral College vote had little effect on the outcome. President-elect Donald Trump won all but two of the Electoral College votes he claimed Election Day. There were more protests among Democratic electors, five, than there were among Republicans. The government has started an investigation into complaints. Another 1 million Fiat Chrysler vehicles can roll away after the owners shift transmissions. This is AP Radio News. The Washington Redskins' playoff hopes are in jeopardy after a 26-15 loss last night to the Carolina Panthers. Washington quarterback Kirk Cousins threw an interception and fumbled near the goal line.
You still got to take chances and try to make plays, but teams that can force turnovers or protect the football tend to do much better.
While the Redskins' future is in doubt, the defending Super Bowl champion Panthers still have a shot to make the playoffs. Tupac Shakur is going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tupac is among the latest inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Also going in are Pearl Jam, Joan Baez, Journey, Yes, and Electric Light Orchestra. A special award will be presented to Nile Rodgers, whose disco-era band Chic failed again to make the cut in the Hall of Fame after the 11th nomination. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.